Dyer's Daily.
Here's a question for you. During this current lockdown situation, what have you been watching on the TV? Now, I realise that broadcast television isn't really as popular as it used to be. We now have all these other options. We have Netflix, there is Amazon Prime, Disney Plus has just made their foray into the whole streaming thing. And there's all these other little ones, isn't there? Like the BBC iPlayer, which isn't really kind of competitive with them because it's part of the license fee. It's kind of an add-on to something else. But there are different ways now of watching TV. Some people are doing it on YouTube, some on Apple TV. There is infinite ways. BritBox as well. But actually, one thing I found myself going into on the guide on Freeview is Talking Pictures TV, this broadcast channel that does stuff from the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. You know, it really is a treasure trove of classic British film and television with some American things kind of thrown in for good measure. And I discovered it a couple of years ago, and according to a BBC news item, which I was delighted to see, by the way, because I've long been a supporter, they've had about 6 million viewers a week in the lockdown period. And if that continues to be the case, long may it continue, because I have discovered some fantastic things, because it's very much marketed as that thing for people to look back and remember, and it does a wonderful job at doing that for the older end of a viewing audience who remember seeing these things the first time round or broadcast on television. But for people under a certain age who don't remember any of this stuff, where it's completely new, it's an absolute gold mine if you're into classic, just classic media, really. I have loved introducing my wife to the delights of Catweasel, for example, which I already owned on DVD, but seeing it on broadcast television is an absolute thrill. I've loved it, as have I loved seeing films like No Sex Please, We're British, with Ronnie Corbett, which was hilarious. Stuff that we haven't seen broadcast on ordinary telly for ages. And I have seen a few kind of classic movie channels pop up on the guide on Freeview, such as the Sony Classic Movies channel. But really, they're following in Talking Pictures' footsteps. And I receive the newsletter every week, every couple of weeks, and I'm always looking down it word for word to see what is coming. Partly because of my journalistic involvement with Old Time Review, and also because I never know what they're going to bring out next. And I never know what my new favourite film or my new favourite TV series is going to be. And I've seen a lot of people say that Talking Pictures is the best thing on the guide. And I would agree with that. And long may it continue, that little family-run, little cottage TV channel in the middle of nowhere. That's my two cents on that. And I told you I was going to look at media and popular culture, and I have done so. And we will come back to Talking Pictures, I'm sure, because they're always bringing out new stuff and finding lost episodes of things as well, which is always good for fans of vintage television like myself. Well done, Talking Pictures. Keep up the good work. Right, now let me say thank you very much for listening to this podcast, and please remember to rate, comment and subscribe on your favourite podcast provider. My name's Jamie Dyer, this has been Dyer's Daily, and I shall see you on the next podcast. Have a great day.